This is a Discovery Health podcast. Get the latest health news and tips on living well at discoveryhealth.com.
You put food into your stomach several times a day, hundreds or even thousands of times a year. But how often do you ask yourself, is this food fit to eat? Foodborne substances like Salmonella and E. coli cause as many as 5,000 deaths and 76 million illnesses each year.
Hi, how are we doing? Good morning. Tom Goodfellow, City of Boston Health Department.
Tom Goodfellow heads Boston's Division of Health Inspections.
We're here today to do a routine health inspection.
Okay.
I'm tagging along with Tom and Principal Health Inspector Diane Shalafo-Judge as they inspect the Atlantic Fish Company. They're here to make sure the restaurant is taking all the necessary precautions to store, prepare, and serve food free from harmful substances.
That tells us that this plate has been properly sanitized. And obviously what we want to see is that all food products that are being refrigerated are kept below a certain temperature, 41 degrees or below.
That's perfect at 40. Well now, how does this apply to like home refrigerators?
Well, it's the same thing at home. I mean, you're feeding your family.
Mm-hmm.
You want everybody who's in your home to be safe. So you want to be sure that your refrigerated units are 41 degrees or below.
Above 41 degrees, bacteria grow more quickly. Just a few of them can rapidly multiply into millions or even billions. Tom advises buying a refrigerator thermometer to use at home.
Okay, and what about the freezer?
The freezer, we would like to be 0 degrees or below.
Wow, there's a lot to look for.
Yes, there is.
Even if you store it at the proper temperature, throw out refrigerated ground meat after a day or two. But it's fine to keep it in the freezer for 3 to 4 months. Likewise, get rid of fresh chicken or turkey after a day or two, though it will last a half a year in the freezer. Even though it's rare, everybody's heard of botulism, which can be contracted by eating infected canned goods.
This can right here, you can see that it is not dented, it is not swelled. You can put it here and it doesn't rock.
Mm-hmm.
Chances are that if there's a swelling, there's a pinhole leak in it, and oxygen has gained entry, and bacteria is growing inside it.
Ooh, don't want that.
So just get rid of it. Okay. When in doubt,
throw it out.
That's it.
Once food is out of storage and being prepared, it's open season for bacteria. No time to let down your guard. The first line of defense is soap and water, which everyone who handles food should use often.
Now, how important is it to be using antibacterial soap as opposed to regular soaps?
Soap is soap.
Okay.
It really doesn't make any difference. As long as we can remove the loose dirt from the hands and we clean it with the hot water and dry it properly. Jackie, could you show us how we would sanitize this cutting board?
Executive chef Jackie Conway makes sure everyone in the kitchen sanitizes cutting boards so one type of food doesn't contaminate another during preparation.
I have one of these at home.
Right, and you should also sanitize. You can sanitize with a chlorine solution.
Mm-hmm. So anytime I go from a chicken to a beef, anytime I change, I should sanitize the board.
Yes, you should.
Tom says let the board air dry. Don't wipe it with a cloth.
So why is it important to let it air dry?
Because if we used a cloth or anything else like that, we would contaminate it all over again.
Oh, my goodness.
Cloth towels pick up bacteria, then spread them to the next surface you wipe. When you're cooking, foods have to reach a temperature high enough to kill bacteria. Fish should come up to a minimum of 145 degrees, and chicken or turkey should reach 165.
Kath, this is the sanitizing equipment.
After the food is cooked, there's still one last hurdle, serving the food on clean dishes. In the final stage of washing, the restaurant sanitizes everything at 180 degrees. Then they let the dishes air dry. They never use cloth towels.
Well, what are dish towels used for? I guess you dry the dishes once?
No, you don't dry the dishes. Because if you dry a dish at home, you're contaminating it. Air dry.
I'm sure a lot of kids at home are going to be happy with that because they're getting out of a chore.
The Atlantic Fish Company passed muster with flying colors, something their customers and their customers' digestive tracts will appreciate. ¶¶